tonight. The 2-15 El Dorado Wildcats versus the 3-14 Wichita Collegiate Spartans. Two teams, very similar records going at it tonight. And Wichita Collegiate's former coach, Brett Gunderson, coaching now the Wildcats after leaving Wichita Collegiate last year. Aiden, what are you looking forward to in this game?
You know what? I'm looking forward to a lot from the El Dorado team, especially coming from a couple players. Gabby Breaker, Macy Parkins, and Izzy Smith making up almost 90% of all of El Dorado's scoring capabilities. So, you know, I think Collegiate and El Dorado are going to be very similar in the fact that they're going to have to rely on some key players to stay in this game, which is going to make it just as much a stamina game as anything.
Carson, looking at Collegiate's lineup, what are you looking for?
You mentioned it, Aiden, scoring through the stars. This is going to be an issue for both Collegiate and El Dorado tonight, trying to stop the three scores for El Dorado and, of course, the two big men for Collegiate. The four and the five for Collegiate in Ariana Vincent and in Herman.
We'll pause for the national anthem and player introduction. There's your starting lineup. So as we get ready to go, this is Collegiate Senior Night, even though they have one more home game to play, with this being the Friday night game. More people in attendance, and therefore a bigger show for Senior Night. Ariana Vincent, the one senior for Collegiate, sung the national anthem in her last game for the Spartans, or second to last game, I suppose, for the Spartans. until postseason play.
I think that just adds the pressure to the game. Not only are they playing their old coach, but it's senior night. They probably have the biggest crowd they've had all season. It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, with all that going on, there's a lot of energy tonight. They bust out some new pink jerseys. You can hear them yelling, getting hype in warm-ups. This will be a fun one.
Carson looks like even Coach Dylan Heath participating in the pink.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, those Jordans that he's wearing are beautiful.
Getting ready for tip here. It'll be Furman tipping it for the Spartans. And Sewell tipping it for the Wildcats. Tip is controlled by Collegiate, and Turners will pick the ball up in the half court, passes to Turners. Spartans looking to get off to a quick start. Turners dribbling up top of the key, passes to Conrad. Conrad picks it back. Back to Conrad now. Spartans looking to get inside, gets it down into Vincent. Vincent surrounded by three players. Ball tips out. In and out is the shot. And rebounded by El Dorado. El Dorado pushing up quickly now. Three in transition from the corner. No good. Also in and out. Rebounded, though, by El Dorado. Surrounded by three. Able to get it out of the pressure. Passed around the perimeter inside, and a return is going to be called on Turner.
A second chance possession right there. You wouldn't expect to see that with Collegiate having easily the two tallest girls on the court.
You know, player number one, Junior, is really strong with those rebounds.
Another open three for El Dorado. Missed this time and rebounded by Herman.
I got to say, this is already the most active game, girls game we've seen all season.
Downing takes the ball up to the Spartans, dribbles it into the lane, kicks back out to the corner. Ball into Herman on the perimeter. And an open jumper in the lane is good for Downing. Just a bit of a quick note here, Bab, a late scratch for the Spartans, will be out tonight. El Dorado now with the ball in the half court. El Dorado able to get it in, picks it back out. Another three taken by El Dorado, and that ball's going to bounce over the backboard and Spartan basketball.
Pretty interesting to see how heavily they're relying on number 11 in the corner. She is the top scorer for El Dorado, but that's three times in a row now.
I think we'll see a lot of that tonight. She led them in scoring when El Dorado defeated Collegiate 40-35 earlier this year.
Collegiate certainly seems content at this point to just not let the ball get inside and to force El Dorado to take the three. Vincent hounded inside, and the ball is going to be stolen away. Out transitions El Dorado again. Another three in the corner. No good, as that's three misses now for Smith. Collegiate now looking to move. Ball to Downing. Looking to get it in. Gets the Conrad pass deflected, though. And it'll be going back to El Dorado. El Dorado now looking to get something going in transition. Score still 2-0 with 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Kick to the corner once again. Another three taken by Smith, and it's off the mark once again. On the rebound, though, Vincent falls to the floor and is called for the travel, so El Dorado's going to get another chance right under their own basket.
It's a fifth attempt in a row.
El Dorado certainly taking their chances from three early on in the game to no avail. El Dorado able to get it inside, pass in the lane, and a foul is going to be called, looks like, on Vincent. It'll be Scholes at the line for the Wildcats, looking to get El Dorado's first points of the game. First free throw, Mr. Scholes.
Only a couple minutes into this game, and Collegiate already has two fouls to none.
Scholes only a 37% free throw shooter.
I don't think that the fouls will be as big of an issue tonight as they have been in previous weeks, now that they have more depth at the five position with Ariana back in the lineup.
Schools misses the second free throw also. It was rebounded, but put back up to no avail. And now Downing will pick the ball up for the Spartans. Dribble to right. Gets it out to Conrad. Conrad takes the open three. No good. Vincent fighting for the rebound. Tipped. Waiting for a decision. And they'll say it was tipped off of Vincent. So El Dorado is going to get the ball. Leeds are going to look for a little bit of a full court press here, possibly to get a steal, transition basket. El Dorado able to break the press, however, now looking to run a little bit. Sets up into more of a half court, gets the pass inside on the block, and the layup is good from Fader.
I think that just shows how important strategy and defense is going to be in this game. Any opportunity is going to be taken.
Aaron passes nearly thrown out of bounds by Conrad. Able to be recollected by Down and gets it back to Conrad for three. No good. Herman gets the offensive rebound, puts it up against two defenders, and it's rejected.
Both
scores just 2-2 with 4 minutes 30 left in the first quarter. Corner three taken by El Dorado, and that is good. Mason makes the three.
Both teams using the zone way more than one would expect.
And it's honestly been to El Dorado's benefit so far. The story of the season for Collegiate has been petty turnovers. I mean, most games they're able to capitalize on those open looks, but just not finding them tonight.
Absolutely. And I believe that was the sixth three-point attempt made from that corner. And, I mean, if you just let them keep happening, one of them's bound to go in.
Quick five-point onburst by the Wildcats causes Dylan Heath to call a timeout, looking to get the Spartan defense organized.
Coming out of this timeout, do you think that Collegiate stays in that zone and allows that corner three that they've been shooting?
What?
I definitely think Coach Dylan's going to... I think that's why he called the timeout. He's definitely going to have to take a look at his strategy and try and just work on that defense moving forward.
Downing at the top of the key, picks up Conrad. Conrad looking to get the ball to Phil Gomez, who takes the open look off the top of the backboard. And rebounded by El Dorado. Phil Gomez looked like rushed the shot there, and El Dorado now going back the other way. El Dorado in the corner once again runs the baseline. Pass in the lane, deflected though, and stolen by Phil Gomez. Downing now looking to control the Spartan offense. 3 minutes left now in the first quarter. 5-2 is the score for the Wildcats. Conrad with the ball again. Looks to get inside to Herman, who lays it up and in off the glass. Quick offense there for Collegiate. Finally able to get the ball inside to Herman. Collegiate's leading scorer.
You could really see by that triple person defense that they're really going to be focusing on Julia this whole game.
Yeah, El Dorado certainly not letting the Spartans get the ball inside, making a priority to make them shoot the jumper early on in this game. El Dorado trying to move the ball across court. Not going to work, though. Herman picks it off.
Collegiate's transitioned into a 1-3-1 zone defense, and that's why they didn't allow the corner three there.
Downing with the ball in the corner, gets it down to Herman. Dribbles on the baseline, gets her defender, puts up a layup in the lane, and it's good.
You know, I don't know what Coach Dillon told them in that timeout, but it seems to be working.
Herman able to get the ball in the paint for the last two possessions, and it's worked for the Spartans. El Dorado in the corner again, and that ball's going to be kicked away by Herman. El Dorado will inbound under their own basket.
What is this inbound set?
Shot in the corner, and looks like it went off the glass somehow as Parsons makes the mid-range floater.
You know, Parsons been focusing on defense this whole game, but you've got to keep in mind, she was the second best scorer on the team.
Phil Gomez caught the ball in the lane and was rejected. El Dorado now looking to get more points of transition. Quick corner three taken off the mark, and Downing rebounds. Spartans looking to get organized once again. Ball to Villa Gomez. Tries to get it inside to Overman, but two defenders take the ball away.
I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but El Dorado seems to be playing a mental game, doing jumping jacks, waiting for the ball.
Another three taken by El Dorado. This one rims in and out. Shot from Mason, that bunt. Yeah, El Dorado keeping their hands up, I guess, is really only what I could describe that as. On the defensive end there, trying not to let the ball get in the paint as best they can, doing, yeah, like you said, some jumping jacks really in the lane there. Ball into Furman, though, in the paint, no good. Fight for the rebound, and foul is going to be called on Overman.
Calls-wise, just a tough game for Collegiate so far.
Like Vincent and Turner will check back into the game for the Spartans. Score 7-6 for the Wildcats, 1 minute left in the first quarter. El Dorado waiting to set up their offense. Looking around the perimeter. Dribble in, ball deflected though. Ball on the floor. Taken away by Turner. And Downing will once again look to set up Spartan offense. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Ball gets away from Conrad, able to pick it back up. Overman passes to Downing. Inside the arc, no good, air ball. Saved by Vincent, though, and tipped off of Turnage. 15 seconds now left in the quarter.
Alvarado's been sitting in a 2-3 zone this game, but that last possession, we saw them putting two bodies on Ariana Vincent.
Well, you know, Julia Herman isn't in right now, so I think they're just switching their focus to whoever the top scorer is.
Another corner three taken by El Dorado. This time misses everything, and that'll end the quarter. The score 7-6. Low scoring affair so far. A lot of turnovers, a lot of steals in the lane, couple of blocks so far in this one. What are you looking for if you're Dylan Heath to get the Spartans maybe working a little bit better on the offensive end?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be tough, especially because on both teams they have one major player. With El Dorado, it's junior number one. We saw before the game, a super energetic, super big leader, but she did not come out at all during that first quarter, so you got to bet she's tired. And on Collegiate's side, it's Julia Herman. She's got by far the highest scorer for the team, and as we saw in that first quarter, El Dorado is just willing to put three bodies on her every time.
Yeah, it seems like that will be the story early on. El Dorado with two leading scorers, and Baker and Parsons, each averaging about 6 points per game. And really the story for Collegiate is we're going to have to get the ball inside to Herman, who's averaging the highest 12 points per game for the Spartans.
Yeah, in that 2-3 zone, they've been successful having feeder passes, but they just haven't had many clean possessions. They've been turning the ball over. You can tell they're excited, tell they're hyped. The energy's high right now, but it's also resulted in some bad looks.
Yeah, it also seems like the main schemes for both defenses have been to collapse the paint, just force the jump shot, so... Really seems like at this point in the game, the team that's going to win is going to be the team to step up and make a couple of clutch shots.
Which definitely is beneficial for El Dorado.
El Dorado with the ball. It will be Parsons taking the ball for the Wildcats. El Dorado swinging it around the arc. Ball tipped, but El Dorado holds on to it. Parsons now taking it again. Aldrea picks to the corner, pass in, and thrown away. Ball thrown away by Baker, and Spartans will have it. Downing picks up a dribble, gets with Conrad. Ball almost stolen away from Furman, but a foul's going to be called instead of reach in. Puts it inbounds, kicks it to Turner for three, and banks in. Collegiate regains the lead now 9-7. Parsons takes the ball up for the Wildcats. Ball kicked into the corner. Another three taken by Smith. Smith makes the corner three. I believe that's her maybe seventh attempt of the game.
Definitely has the green light from Coach Gunderson.
Yeah, I think like you said, Connor, they're just willing to collapse the paint and really have to try and just step up in the zone.
Collegiate able to get the ball into the paint once again to Overman this time. And El Dorado's whistle for the foul, so it'll be two free throws for Overman. First one's good. Second free throw misses off the back iron. Rebounded by Herman, though. Puts it back up and good. A little reverse three-point possession there for the Spartans. El Dorado breaking in transition, and a block is going to be called on Vincent. Looks like a 50-50 call there as Vincent went to the floor.
You can hear it from the crowd. Very controversial call.
Official says that she wasn't able to set her feet, though, and that's going to be the second foul on Vincent. It'll be Sundgren at the line for two, and banks in the first free throw.
This free throw here to tie up the game.
And a lane violation is going to be called on El Dorado, so basket wouldn't have been good either way, even though it was missed. So Collegiate will take it now. Score 12-11, 6.5 minutes left in the half. Downing takes it, kicks it to Conrad. Another three by Conrad, no good this time. Battle for the rebound underneath and kicked out of bounds by El Dorado. Downing will inbound, gets it to Furman. Furman cross-court pass to Conrad, nearly thrown away. Conrad gets it cross-court to Furman. Furman jumps, throws to Turnas again for three, and this time it's good. Collegiate capitalizing off the second chance.
Number five, 2 for 2 at the, for three-pointers.
And looks like the ball is thrown away. It's going to say it was tipped, though, off a Collegiate defender. El Dorado is going to keep the ball at the Collegiate bench here, looking inbound. Score now 15-11 for the Spartans. Ball nearly taken away on the block there by Collegiate. Said El Dorado able to get it. El Dorado moving the ball across the court. Moving it around the perimeter, looking to get an open shot. El Dorado finally finds one, open three, and no good. Way off the mark. Another air ball there for the Wildcats.
Coming into the second half, Collegiate's just been the grittier team. They're playing a little trap defense. I think the third different defense we've seen today from Coach Heath, and they're diving on balls, attempting to take charges. It's been high energy.
Yeah, I was about to say, Collegiate did a great job on that defense of closing out the zone, just not letting them get an attempt.
Ball into Conrad, gets it into Herman, in the paint and off the mark. Herman unable to get the rebound for the Spartans. But a travel is going to be called instead on Hadley.
Oh,
Overman takes the jumper in the lane, no good. And a foul is going to be called on Collegiate now going the other way. Call is against Furman. Vincent back into the game for the Spartans. Carson, a little bit of a risky play there from Dylan Heath. He certainly hopes that she doesn't pick up her third.
Yeah, two fouls early, and Julia Herman just picked up her first. They can't let Ariana get into foul trouble. I got to say, though, I think part of this game has been a mental game, and having their two highest scorers at the end of the half.
Open three taken from El Dorado, no good, and it's going to bounce out of bounds. Another three taken from El Dorado, but once again, off the mark. That time it was Baker.
Anyways, but since it's such a mental game, having their two biggest scorers in at the end of the half, I think Dylan just wants to end up this half on top.
Downing, harassed by her defender, passes to Villa Gomez. Gets it into Vincent, and Vincent took the shot knowing she was going to get fouled there. And she'll go to the line for two free throws. Vincent makes first free throw. Vincent just a 38% free throw shooter on the year, but that one goes right through. Second attempt now on the way. Off the mark, rebounded though by Herman. Villa Gomez takes the three in the corner and off the mark. Alderado moving in transition, kicks to the corner. Dribbling now in the lane at the free throw line, kicks to the corner on the baseline, jumper, no good. Rebounded though and taken away from Conrad. Collegiate now looking to set up some offense, up 16-11 with just under 4 minutes left in the first half. Downing picks up Conrad once again. Conrad maybe looking to get it in, dribbles instead against her defender. Gets it out to Vincent at the top of the key. Vincent harassed by a defender, able to get it to Villa Gomez, kicks it to Downing. Downing to Conrad. Conrad for three, off the mark, and rebound goes out to El Dorado.
Interesting. I believe that's Conrad's fourth three attempt.
El Dorado able to get the ball inside. Two defenders on, though, however. Ball on the floor, and Vincent still fighting for the rebound. And jump ball is going to be called. Ball was tipped and fought for on the floor, and no one able to come away with it. Possession arrow favors the Spartans, I believe. So it'll be Collegiate with the ball up 16-11 with 3 minutes left in the half. Carson, how's Collegiate going to look to close out the half here?
You know, like I was saying last time, they've definitely increased how scrappy they're playing, but I think that they need to rekindle some of that efficiency that we saw from them in the first quarter. Maybe look for another three.
Vincent gets it inside, puts up the shot, no good off the back iron, and rebounded out once again to Schultz. Baker attempted to step into the three that time, no good, but rebounded out to Parsons. Parsons gets it into Schultz, dribbles the baseline, kicks it to the corner for three, and that time it's good.
Really got a hand it to El Dorado. Number one, number 35 have not left the court this entire game, and they're still bringing the energy.
It was Vols that time draining the three for the Wildcats, and then commits the foul on the other end against Downing. It'll be Herman and Conrad checking back into the game for the Spartans.
I think it's like I said earlier, Coach Dillon really just wants to end out this half on top.
Yeah, Connor, earlier we were talking about the two fouls for Ariana Vincent and the one for Herman, but with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, it doesn't seem like quite as big of an issue now, I don't think.
Right. Still have to be careful not to get that third foul, though, before half, because that can really be a killer. Ball ran out of bounds away from a collegiate player, and it'll be El Dorado's ball. Baker takes it, passes up court. Trapped at half court. El Dorado almost an over and back, not quite. Parsons kicks it to Baker. Back to Parsons for three. Short. Rebound fought for underneath between Vincent. And I believe that Scholes. And jump ball is going to be called. This time it'll favor El Dorado. The Wildcats will inbound under the basket.
Definitely a more scrappy game, but I think Coach Gunderson came to expect this.
Parsons looking for another three. Not going to take it this time, though. Dribbles the ball, gets it to the baseline. Scholes now underneath, pounded by three defenders. And passes, tries to pass back out to the perimeter. Ball stolen by Conrad in transition. Nearly walked with it, and this is going to be tipped out of bounds off of Scholes. Conrad takes it from Spartans, gets it back out to Turnus. Turnus gets it inside to Vincent. Vincent, jumper in the lane, no good. Gets it to Herman, clears out a defender, gets it to Conrad. Conrad takes the three, no good. Rebound fought for, won by El Dorado. Parsons now dribbling up the court quickly for the Wildcats. Gets it to Baker, puts up the shot, no good. Out to Scholes, another rebound for Scholes, and a foul is going to be called this time against Overman. Now Overman in a bit of foul trouble, her second with 1 minute left in the first half. Scholes gets the ball uncontested underneath and puts it up for a layup. Game now tied 16-all.
We're going to definitely see some aggressive strategy from Collegiate right here.
Pass goes over the head of Overman, able to be recollected, though, by Downing. And Heath is going to take the time out here to try to get the Spartans settled down. Well, the past couple of possessions, El Dorado's been able to take momentum back on their side, looking to close out the half well here against the Spartans.
You know, it's crazy. It's almost as if El Dorado is bringing more energy, even though their players have been in for way longer. Whether that comes down to fitness or strategy, it's really just impressive because Dylan's really running Spartans hard.
Yeah, with fatigue starting to set in, I'd like to see Coach rely on his strength. Ariana Vincent, Julia Herman really get it down low. They've tried to shoot the three ball today, but their leading three-point scorer and Lainey Conrad is 0-for-5 tonight.
Just 45 seconds now left in the half. The Spartans find this game now tied where they were up 4. Earlier on, up 16-12, El Dorado able to go on a quick run here now, has tied the game up at 16-all. Spartans looking to find some kind of answer. Ball deflected but regathered by Conrad. He'll be Downing now, taking the ball up for the Spartans. Holds the ball at half court. Has to dribble against her defender, gets it to Conrad. Conrad now takes it back out to Downing at the top of the key. Stolen away by Scholes, though. Ball deflected off Collegiate defender. And that'll go to El Dorado now with only 24 seconds left.
With that passive play style right there, it looks like Coach East was telling him to hold the ball until the end of the half.
Yeah, it looks like the Spartans are looking for the last shot of the half. Doesn't work out for him now, though, as El Dorado is going to have their shot.
Looks like El Dorado is employing the exact same strategy.
Spartans looking to trap, get the ball away, possibly from El Dorado to take the last shot. Ball kicked off Baker's foot, regathered though by Parsons at the top of the key. Dribbles against the defender, gets it inside. Scholes now lays it up and in, and that'll end the half. And a quick 6-0 run to end the half has the Wildcats up 18-16 going into halftime.
That is definitely the last thing Coach Dillon wanted to see.
Well, Aiden and Carson, it seems like the Spartans kind of came out flat there in the second quarter and got burned from it. Had a four-point lead, but went away pretty quickly there with that 6-0 run from the Wildcats.
Yeah, hate to see it, but the momentum is really in El Dorado's favor right now. I don't know if you saw, Connor, but the El Dorado players before the game were wearing Row the Boat shirts, which is homage to PJ Fleck, and we really saw that Row the Boat type of energy there in the second quarter, just out hustling our Spartans.
Yeah, some leadership by Izzy Smith and Macy Parsons, just absolutely running ragged, really, but they're keeping strong.
Spartans are going to look to keep the energy in the second half a little bit better than they did in the first half to get this game back into hand. Still only a two-point game, though. 18-16 is the score going into halftime. We'll take a quick break before we go into the second half. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsors that helped bring you this game tonight. Had a little trouble finding the sheet there. That is Oral Maxillofacial Surgery Associates, Building Controls and Services, Tideman Real Estate, Wygand Commercial Real Estate, HJH Investments, Julie and Tom Gentile, Bradley Fair, Bennington State Bank, Scotch and Sirloin, Ascension Via Christi, and HJH Investments. Welcome back to the Collegiate Sports Network. Just about a minute left until the start of the second half. As we said, the Wildcats went on a 6-0 run to end the half against the Spartans, now with an 18-16 lead. Aiden, what are you looking for from the Spartans as they get out to the second half here?
Well, I think, especially in that second quarter, they were lacking a lot of energy, a lot of confidence, and I think that's going to be really key. As I said in the beginning, this game's going to be as much a mental game as anything, so I think it's definitely going to come down to those key things.
Yeah, it seems like the Spartans are going to really have to work to get that ball inside, too. El Dorado certainly not making it easy, but still, got to work that ball inside as much as you can, not take as many jumpers as they've been taking, and try to draw some fouls.
Absolutely.
That time, ball's into Herman, but rejected, and Baker's going to take it the other way for the Wildcats. Jump stop, kicks to Parson, open three, no good, and Herman gets the rebound for the Spartans, and Downing will take it up. Downing gets it to Turnes. Vincent calls for the ball, gets it in the corner. Vincent dribbling the baseline, puts up a shot, no good, and rebounded by El Dorado. Parsons now taking the ball off the court. Seemed like another quick shot in the lane by Vincent, kind of trying to put that ball up quickly against the defender, maybe trying to get a foul.
Yeah, she's had a bunch of those on this game so far.
Ball kicked and taken away by Turnes. Downing once again looking to set up the offense for the Spartans. Downing gets it to Conrad, takes it back quickly though. Kicks it to Herman in the corner, looking to get it inside. Herman back to Conrad. Conrad dribbling against Parsons. Able to get it into Vincent, and a return is going to be called on Scopes. Second foul on Scholes.
Once again, seeing that focused defense on Herman.
Herman puts up another shot in the lane, no good. Parsons takes the ball at the court. And pass in the lane is tipped away by Vincent and stolen. Both teams yet to score, looking for offense. Conrad puts up the three, no good. Rebound is off of Scholes.
I believe that was her 6th three-point attempt of the game.
Downing gets it into Herman, and Herman is fouled. Herman gets it to Downing. Vincent now from the free throw line puts up a shot, no good, missed everything, and goes out of bounds.
At the start of the game, I said that the two things Collegiate needs to do to win this game are mitigate turnovers and get easy looks. And they've actually really done the first super well. They've had many more possessions than El Dorado has, but the shots that they're taking just aren't great.
No, absolutely. El Dorado has been way more consistent in the zone.
Parsons kicks it to Baker for El Dorado. Gets it to Scholes. Scholes dribbling around the perimeter. Back to Parsons in the corner. Gets it to Scholes down low. Scholes dribbling against two defenders. Gives the ball off in the paint. Ball deflected around. Out of bounds. Off of Scholes. Threw it away. And cleans the ball.
You know what I'm telling you? I think we're going to need to see the ball going to number 5 more. Coach Dillon really likes to use her on defense, but she's 2-for-2 in the zone.
Well, there was an attempt to get the ball into Turnus, but it was deflected out of bounds. Ball kicked to the corner for Conrad. 3 taken and off the mark. Rebound goes out to El Dorado once again. Carson, seems to me El Dorado's really winning the battle on the glass so far. Scholes in particular has had just a ton of rebounds early on in this game.
Yeah, and you wouldn't expect that. Early in this game, we saw a lot of success with Herman and Vincent both on the court at the same time. But with just one out there, I agree, El Dorado's definitely been winning.
Double dribble there called on El Dorado, and Felipe's once again going to get a chance. Get the first points of the half. Still neither team able to score. Still 18-16 now as we are 3 minutes into the half. And that ball is off the mark from Downing. Rebounded though by Curtis. Kicked for a 3. No good. And rebound. Schools tried to take it, but it's going to be tied up by Herman. And El Dorado is going to get it on the possession. Nothing falling for either team here. Still 18-16.
Both teams definitely tired. Both teams really focusing on defense.
Baker able to get it in, takes it back on the perimeter, puts up a shot in the lane, and goes off the backboard. No good. Downey kicking the ball up for the Spartans, gets it to Conrad, gets it into Overman, the paint surrounded by two defenders, puts up a wild shot, no good, gets the rebound back, and foul's going to be called on the shot. Overman able to draw the foul.
An out-of-control offensive possession right there, but really athletic by Overman on that play.
Overman able to make up for the bad shot by corralling the rebound and getting it put back up for the foul, which will go to the line for 2. First is off the mark short. Overman, just a 46% free throw shooter. Second free throw on the way, looking for the first points of the half. And it's good.
First points of the half, I think that's something Collegiate really needed.
Collegiate hopefully looking to get a little bit of momentum off that. Still, though, you feel like it's a bit of an empty possession, only getting 1 point from the line there. El Dorado looking to answer in the half court. It'll be Scholes down low. Picks up her dribble against Herman. Gets it out to Parsons. Back to Parsons, rejects to take the 3, under the basket, and it was Summers that jumped with the ball and landed with it. That'll be a travel.
El Dorado hasn't made a basket this half, but I don't know how many shots that they've taken. The Collegiate defense has been super stifling, forcing turnovers early in the possession.
Yeah, and that's something we predicted El Dorado would actually do well, but
Herman dribbled the baseline and was double-teamed, able to get out of it, though. Passes to Downing and drains the mid-range look, and Collegiate takes the lead, 19-18. First field goal from either team, 5 minutes into the half. It'll be Sunger taking the ball up for the Wildcats. Pulls down low, double teamed. Picks up her dribble. Tries to get it to Parsons, almost stolen away though. Dribble picked up and stolen by Downing. Downing now looking to set up the offense. Picks up her dribble, gets it to Villa Gomez.
An absolutely immaculate defense by Collegiate.
Intensity picking up from both sides is another steal from El Dorado. And timeout is going to be called by Gunderson for the Wildcats.
You know, I think Collegiate really found their momentum there in that last couple of minutes. And I don't know what happened. Carson, what do you think happened to El Dorado during that half? Like, how could they go from coming into that half so strong and coming out just absolutely no points scored?
Really, they just looked lazy on the offensive end of things. They weren't swinging the ball like they were in the first half, fighting to get those open looks. One thing I noticed in the first is that while they were passing the ball around, it was very far behind the three-point line, which allowed them to use their athleticism to drive in. But here they were playing closer, throwing it around the mid-range, and I think that's why it's resulted in so many turnovers.
Oh, absolutely.
Seems like the intensity also has picked up just the last couple of minutes, couple of steals from both teams, a little bit of transition offense starting to take shape here instead of the half-court kind of basketball slugfight that this game has turned into in the first 6 minutes of this half.
Yeah, I really think this is going to have to be a buzzer-beater type of a game. In that fourth quarter, it's really all going to come down to the end.
Yeah, it certainly seems like it's going to come down to the wire here. Neither team able to get much separation, which, then again, can't really be expected in a 19-18 game. El Dorado trying to get a look in, gets it to Schultz. And Schultz picks up her dribble and picks up her pivot foot also. That's going to be a travel once again on El Dorado. Collegiate looking to take advantage of the turnover now. Up 19-18 with 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
Another great defense by Collegiate.
Downing's going to sub into the game for the Spartans. Bit of a late substitution there coming in for Villa Gomez. Furness picks up her dribble, gets it to Conrad, gets it to Furman, and her pass, she tried to get it to Overman, who was trying to cut to the basket. It's going to be deflected off of a El Dorado defender, though. And out of bounds for Collegiate, they'll inbound under the basket. Downing gets it to Conrad in the corner, 4-3, and off the side of the backboard, tries to be saved. Schultz tried to save it on the inbounds. But no one there to take the rebound.
With that,
go out to the Spartans.
Conrad will move to 0 for 9 from behind the arc. Normally, the best shooter on this team, she's really struggling tonight, and that's why Collegiate hasn't been able to pull away.
Absolutely. They really, really do need that consistency in the zone.
Conrad, normally a 20% free throw shooter, nothing going tonight, though. Furman able to take rebound for the Spartans after the shot was put up. And foul is going to be called on the shot. Turnes was fouled. Yeah, it really seems like that may be the key coming down the stretch here. Neither team really able to get anything from the field, but the team that will be able to get to the line, it seems like, is going to have a really good shot at winning this game.
Yeah, looks like number one came out of that encounter a little hurt, but walking it off and staying in the game. Oh, I lied. He comes out for the first time in the whole game.
Parsons checking out of the game for El Dorado. It'll be Nesmith in her place. Second free throw He's good from Turner's, and the Spartans now take a 3-point lead, 21-18.
Turner's is 4-for-4 shooting.
Turner's able to convert both free throws, and Spartans now with the advantage. El Dorado looking to get anything going this half, still yet to score. Dorado dribbles into the lane, picks the Nesmith, gets it Sumner. Kicks to Baker. Baker dribbling around the perimeter. And a foul is going to be called on Villa Gomez. Jumped into Nesmith.
No. Gunderson's putting in a lot of phases we haven't really seen yet this game. Do you think we're saving for his players to the end?
Yeah, we have seen a lot of substitutions from him. And conversely, we haven't seen a lot from Coach Dylan Smith, with Ariana Vincent being on the bench for a majority of the third quarter, and both Overman playing a lot and Herman playing a lot. I don't know the motivation behind that, though.
Parsons, 4-3, no good. Rebound, though, by Scholes. And Overman runs into Scholes on the rebound, trying to form a triple team there for the Spartans under the basket. Instead, it'll be El Dorado inbounding. Nesmith for three, and it's good. This game is now tied, 21-21. Big three by Nesmith ties up this game.
Coming in at the last minute of the quarter.
Herman tries to pass it to Turner's, no good. That was turned over, and once again now turned over by the Wildcats. Spartans moving in transition. Conrad, the layup in the lane is good, and the Spartans take the lead now once again, 23-21, 16 seconds now left in the third quarter.
Looks like El Dorado's trying out the last shot.
Corner three taken by Nesmith and drains it. 4 seconds now left. Spartans looking to get a shot off. Intercepted, though, and that's going to end the quarter.
What did I say? What did I say? A buzzer beater of a game. Going from 18-19, the majority of the quarter, ending 23-24, El Dorado up.
Quick burst of scoring from both teams has this game at 24-23 going into the last quarter of the game. Seems like El Dorado might have found a hot hand in Nesmith there, two in a row threes to round out the quarter.
Yeah, just really amazing. Amazing, like, sporadic ending for them.
Yeah, and I think that kind of shooting is going to be what's going to determine the winner in this game. I think that both teams have been taking a lot of shots from behind the arc, and I think whoever is more efficient in the fourth quarter here is going to be the winner. As well as, we saw just a little bit of it here in this game. But the fact, right, both teams have been very good when they've gotten out in transition. They've just been limiting the other from doing so. So if one team can find a way to push the pace of this game, I think that'll be very beneficial.
Yeah, Carson, how about this? Nesmith just a 5% three-point shooter for the season and has drained two this game back-to-back.
Oh, my God.
This game could certainly go either way, though. Just 24-23 going into the final 8 minutes of this game. Looks like it's going to come down to the wire. The lead is going to take the first possession, looking to get something going here, looking to take the lead back from the Wildcats. Quick pass inside to Herman, unable to get the layup, gets their own rebound, and puts it back up, and it's good. Big basket there from the Spartans, potentially trying to set the tone for the quarter. Able to get a good pass inside and a score from Herman. Parsons picks up her dribble, and Herman reads it, picks it off, but it's going to be called for a carry. Unable really to get a dribble on the... unable really to get a handle on the ball there. Picks it up and puts it back down. It's going to be a travel. Parsons now taking the ball for the Wildcats. Gets it to Nesmith. Out to Baker, cross-court pass. And the official's going to say that that's deflected off of Parsons. Turnover going collegiate play. Downing kicks ball for the Spartans on the perimeter. And that's going to be stolen in the lane by Baker. Wildcats looking to move a little quickly and pulls it back out now. Scholes on the inside, gets it back out to Parsons, out to Baker. Baker back to Parsons. Gets it to Nesmith. Nesmith dribbling on the perimeter. Dribbles against Downing. Kicks it to Parsons. Wildcats looking to get something going here, really unable to. The Spartan defense holding its own. Inside pass to Scholes. Scholes dribbles against Herman, dribbles off her leg, regathers though. Gets it to Nesmith in the corner. Nesmith dribbling to her right, puts up a wild shot in the lane, no good. Rebound tipped around and out to El Dorado. Another wild shot put up in the lane, and a foul is going to be called this time. We'll see who it's on. Looks like that was Parsons able to get the rebound. She'll go to the line for two. That foul is going to be called on Turner's. First free throw from Parsons is good. Now makes it a two-point game. That ties the game at 25, my bad.
With a 54% at the free throw line.
And that one's good for Parsons as El Dorado retakes the lead. 26-25 now. The score, 6 minutes left in the game.
Both teams just fighting for the lead.
Another inside pass to Herman. Unable to get it to go, though. That rebound's going to go off of El Dorado. However, it looks like Scholes tips it out of bounds. The lead is going to get a second chance.
Herman, normally so consistent from inside, has missed her last two close shots.
Was able to make up for it last time with the offensive rebound and putback. We'll see if the Spartans can capitalize once again from a second chance here. Downing takes the ball in the corner, gets it to Conrad. Vincent cutting in the lane, gets the ball, double team though. And they'll say she picks up her feet, that's going to be a travel. 26-25 now, and a costly turnover there, it seems, for the Spartans. Every possession really important down the stretch here in this game, and Felicia turns it over. Going to look to get a stop, though, on the defensive end here.
Still got a bit of time left, but they really can't let up.
Parsons with the ball, dribbles against her defender, gets past Conrad. Another wild layup. No good, and rebound contested, and it's going to be tied up. Possession arrow is going to go to El Dorado.
Whoa.
And Baker, on the inbound pass, Baker just runs over Villa Gomez. Charge is going to be called.
It's getting a little chippy there down on the floor, boys.
Yeah,
definitely see the aggression.
Yeah, a couple of players flying to the floor the last couple of seconds here in this game. 5 minutes now left. Score still 26-25. Pass inside to Vincent, puts up the shot, and good. Collegiate retakes the lead, 27-26. Nesmith passes cross-court, and a trip is going to be called on Vincent.
Wow, definitely some tough calls for Vincent.
Just Vincent's third, even though she had two at the start of the first half, able to stay out of foul trouble, as most of the Spartans have been able to do. Parsons looking to get the ball in. Deflected, Baker, though, comes down with it. Gets it to Nesmith, gets it to Scholes. Scholes dribbling as Herman on the baseline, puts up a layup rejected by Herman, and the foul is going to be called on Scholes as she tried to take the ball back away from Herman.
it's definitely getting really chippy on the court here right now.
Big block and rebound there for Herman.
Honestly, I like this energy, and I think it favors the more physical collegiate team, for sure, especially with the height advantage we have, just the ability to be physical.
Furness takes the ball to the free throw line, passes to Conrad, three for the Spartans, no good. Ball tipped around on the rebound. It'll be Conrad with the rebound, gets it to Herman, and timeout called by Dylan Heath, trying to set up a play here for the Spartans.
Unfortunately, I believe that is 0 for 10 for Conrad.
Yeah, Nate, you think if you just get one of those shots to go in, that it makes a big difference in this game, with it being a one-possession game right now at 27-26.
Absolutely. I think, like Carson was saying earlier, consistency would be really important in this game, and without it, it's just going to stay this close.
I agree, Connor. With the score being as close as it is right now, the first thing that my mind goes to is all those open missed threes, those missed layups, just things that really could have to start pulling away right now.
Despite all of that, however, the Spartans still lead 27-26, but it's really a slight lead, and really, you know, just a one-point lead can swing with one possession.
I think if we've learned anything from this game, that no matter who's leading, it doesn't really matter when it comes down to the end. El Dorado's been able to come back from four-point leads with only, like, a minute and a half left, so I really think it's all going to come down to the end.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've seen both teams really go on quick scoring spurts at different points in this game. El Dorado had theirs at the end of the last half with a 6-0 run. Collegiate was able to put up a 5-0 run a couple of times in this game to claw back a lead. Vincent takes this free throw line, gets it to Downing for an open jumper, no good. Vincent comes in for the rebound, though. No good as the putback. Third chance by Herman's no good. And on the fourth chance, Herman called for the double dribble.
Not successful there, but the height difference is really showing on that possession.
Collegiate's really going to have to get a lot of rebounds here late with the missed jumpers. Unable to convert the second, third, and fourth chances, however, that's a killer. Desmond takes the ball to Pupsky, almost stolen by Conrad. Parsons able to come away with it. Pass inside is stolen. Downing now moving quickly. Picks up her dribble, and the Spartan offense will set up here with 3 minutes 40 seconds left in the game, up by 1. Inside pass was deflected. Vincent unable to get the ball in the paint. This time Vincent will take it. Passes back out to Herman. Herman dribbles the baseline. Passes to the corner for Villa Gomez. Kicks to Downing. Gets it to Conrad. Conrad dribbles around, gets it to Villa Gomez. Villa Gomez back to Downing. Downing dribbles into the lane, gets it to Conrad. Another three taken by Conrad and misses everything. No good and out of bounds.
When will you give up on that strategy? The most points being made here are from Julia Herman pushing down the middle.
Well, it seemed like Keith talking a little bit there to Conrad on the last shot, maybe urging her not to take that three. Spartan defense, once again, forced to hold strong with just a one-point lead late in the game. Baker gets it to Nesmith. Back out to Baker. Baker working around the defense. Dribbles to the right. Nesmith for two. Inside the arc that time, no good. And out of bounds off the Spartans. Conrad unable to control the rebound. Nesmith now with the ball on the perimeter for El Dorado, looking to take advantage of their second chance. Gets it to Parsons. Pass inside to Scholes, and the official says Scholes steps on the baseline, and Kalisa's going to take the ball.
Good second, really getting into this game.
Collegiate trying to get the ball across half court. Downing trapped. And Dylan Heath's going to take another timeout. Downing was certainly in a perilous spot there. Trapped in the corner against the baseline and the half court line.
And with 2.5 minutes to go, if you're Coach Heath, what are you telling the team in the huddle right now?
If I was Coach Heath, I would be telling them to be as aggressive as possible. Just like not really taking any chances. They can't afford to be taking chances. Just doing what they're consistent at. Passing to Julia Herman and Vincent on the inside. I don't think they can afford to take any chances at this point.
Couldn't agree more. That's some beautiful analysis.
Overman will inbound it to the Spartans, gets it to Conrad, and throws it into three El Dorado defenders. El Dorado now 3-on-3. Baker's going to think better than to take a quick shot in transition. Baker out to Nesmith. Nesmith dribbling in, takes about 3 or 4 steps, and the travel's going to be called. Just 2 minutes left in a 1-point game here, 27-26 for the Spartans, looking to hold on to their 1-point lead. Spartans able to break the press that time. Herman passes to Conrad. And the ball is thrown away by Kern, is out of bounds over the head of Downing.
You can really see the peak setting in there. That wasn't a very high pass. It's just ungrabbable because of how tired Collegiate is playing their starters a lot of this game.
Yeah, just floated that pass just a little too much, and it's going to result in another Collegiate turnover. And once again, like I said, the defense is going to have to hold steady here, only up 1 point, can't allow anything.
Right. El Dorado has very consistent in this last minute. They can't afford to be making stupid mistakes.
Parsons dribbles right into the lane, loses the ball, and goes out of bounds. Collegiate forces yet another turnover. Well, for all the woes that the Spartan offense seems to be having, their defense has really stepped up its game here late in the going, able to get a stop when needed. Collegiate once again looking to break the press. Has to move quick, gets it to Herman. Able to break the press just barely. Downing holding the ball at about half court. Dribbles into the defense. Herman fighting against three defenders inside. And that ball's going to be tied up. Possession arrow favors the Spartans, however. 1 minute now left in the game. And Collegiate's going to look to inbound.
I think Coach Gunderson predicted what Collegiate was going to do. And they're going to try and go on the inside, but El Dorado's not going to make it easy.
Curtis kicks it to Downing. Long two, no good. Parsons dribbles the ball up the court. Open three taken by El Dorado and drained.
Wow.
Baker was left all alone and stepped into the three and drained it. Score now 29-27 with 43 seconds left in the game. Spartans, a crucial mistake there on defense.
Man, that is the last thing you want to see, but I think we've been predicting it this whole game.
Well, at some point it seemed like the levee was going to break, and that was the moment there.
Yeah. This is the lowest scoring game of the season for both teams so far, so this 2-point lead is huge. Collegiate needs to score this possession to keep in the game.
And that's why I think Coach Heath is not going to take a chance on this one. And I think that's going to be something Coach Gunderson is going to be able to predict. I think we're going to see, like, three defenders on Herman just absolutely not letting them get inside.
Yeah, Carson, if you're Coach Heath here, do you look to try to get the ball inside even if Herman is triple-teamed just to try to draw a foul?
Man, normally I'd say that since obviously they will be playing the paint, to just kick it out to Laney Conrad or one of their other shooters, but they've just been so ineffective shooting today. I think you do force the ball down low.
Collegiate 27, El Dorado 29.
43 seconds left of the game, and like you said, it has come down to the wire here. Collegiate maybe with one or two possessions left in this game to try to get the lead back or try to at least tie it fourth overtime. Score 29-27. Collegiate once again looking to break the press. Downing's able to get over half court. Spartans going to look to set up a little bit of offense. They need two.
Looks like they're letting her shoot. They're leaving them open from three.
Yeah, and Collegiate's refusing to take it except for Herman. Herman for three. No good. Off the mark. Rebound. Furness attempted to save it, maybe when she didn't need to.
Only Julia's
and it goes off
attempt from the season, and it's been one of the most clutch moments of the year.
Definitely not something you'd expect, but it is El Dorado's ball with only 17 seconds left in the game.
El Dorado first going to have to get it in, however, and probably break the press. Stolen in the half court, but taken back away from Conrad. Conrad had a golden opportunity there to lay the ball in off the steal. So it looked like her angle was just a little bit off, too much under the basket, it seems.
10 seconds left in the game, El Dorado's ball.
Spartans may be going to be forced to foul here. And there's Downing committing the foul. And I believe that was the Spartan. That looks like it was the Spartans' last foul to give. The next one will put the Wildcats at the line for the 1-1. Collegiate looking to get some kind of steal off the inbound. Unable to, though, and Nesmith is going to be fouled by Conrad.
If they're able to make both of these free throws, the game is practiced. It is over.
Just a 1-1, though, for the Wildcats. However, Nesmith, the best free throw shooter on the Wildcat team at 75%. First free throw is good. At this point, Leisure would be forced to make a three with the score 30-27. One more free throw, as you said, Aiden, that would pretty much ice this game.
Coach Dillon obviously going to take another timeout on a miss. I believe is just calling this one to get in her head and see if they can make her think about this final shot that would steal the game.
El Dorado already celebrating. Really just tough game, down to the wire.
Gunderson's still coaching his team out there on the sidelines, though. Maybe telling his team to get back on defense in the eventuality of a miss. Dire situation, though, either way for the Spartans with only 6.8 seconds left. Down 30-27, and one more free throw still yet to come for the Wildcats. And even if El Dorado does miss in this situation, we just going to have to rebound the ball and run down the court quick to get a desperation three up.
And with only 6 seconds left.
Second free throw on the way from Nesmith. Drains it.
Locking the game. Collegiate not giving up, though.
Collegiate going to run down the court.
And
timeout's going to be called by Dillon Heath. And Carson, you'd imagine the speech from Gunderson at this point is just going to be, don't foul.
Doesn't even look like he's giving a speech.
Yeah, I don't know how much else you can say besides just stay away, let them have their three. But just ridiculously clutch from a freshman in Nesmith nailing two free throws to end the game. I think that they are reasonably celebrating on the sideline as this one's pretty much wrapped up.
I mean, Nesmith, 2-for-2 for three, plus the two free throws at the end, just really clutch out of nowhere. Definitely nothing Coach Heath could plan for.
Yeah, if you're Coach Heath, how do you try to bait him into a foul here? Is there any strategy to this? Is it just catching him napping? What's going on?
I don't know. It's kind of tough. Honestly, you probably just have to pump fake a three and then put it up and
Pray
it goes in with the foul.
Yeah. From all the way up here, I can still hear Coach Gunderson yelling, please just don't foul.
Yeah, the El Dorado team already celebrating, but Gunderson calling them off. Just don't foul.
Ball into Downing. Quick three taken. No good. Rebound is taken by Overman and put back in, but it's not going to matter. This game is over. The score 31 for the Wildcats and 29 for the Spartans. And really, these two teams coming into the game were really close in record, really close. Seasons really similar to one another. A game that we predicted was going to be close and a game that was close in the end. But you feel like if you're the Spartans of this one, really did get away in the end.
Yeah, I know that this defeat is hurting them. They end up losing both games in the season series by a combined 7 points. Just ridiculously close both matchups, good games, and it really just came down to a lot of missed threes from the Spartans, a few too many turnovers, and a lack of hustle that we saw at the end of the first half.
Yeah, Spartan defense really did their job in the second half, it seemed like. Really were able to hold El Dorado for the most part. The offense really never capitalized, though, was never able to get out to any kind of a lead, really. It was just a one-point lead all the way down the stretch. And eventually, El Dorado was able to take advantage of it. As far as my player of the game for El Dorado goes, I'm going to have to go with Skull. She really dominated the glass for El Dorado. Really allowed them to get a lot of second-chance points. Kind of set the tone in the game where it seemed like the Spartans had the size advantage. I don't know. Carson, Aiden, what do you think?
Honestly, I'm going to have... I was not expecting that answer, but I am definitely going to have to go with... Macy Parsons. She did not come out of the game. The entire game showed incredible leadership, especially on defense. She was just absolutely integral, no matter how you look at it. How about you, Carson?
Man, I see the arguments from both, but I'm not going to break the tie, actually. I'm going to pick a different person in Nesmith, number 24, nailing both of those two free throws to ice the game. And let's not forget, only a 5% three-point shooter, but nailing back-to-back threes to end the half to really push the momentum in El Dorado's favor.
Yeah, certainly three big players there for El Dorado that helped them pull through with this game. So El Dorado's in on the season is going to move to 3-15, and the Spartans will fall to the same now, 3-15. Well, that will be it for our coverage of this game. We will join you in about 30 minutes for the boys' basketball game between El Dorado and Wichita Collegiate. Before we go off the air, however, Aiden, I do believe that state swimming has gotten underway this week. Could you tell us anything about that?
I was expecting some results in by this time, but I haven't gotten anything. I know that... I'm so sorry about this. I was really expecting
here we have it.
Okay.
Harry Ling swam the 200, 500, and 2-100. Got called back again from the 200. I guess they're really working hard. Not a lot of information. Definitely not as much as I expected to get.
All right. Well, sorry about that, Aiden. I'm going to put you on the spot there just a little bit. I thought you would possibly have some swimming results for us. Nonetheless, the swimming finals will be tomorrow, not today. Today, just prelims to see who can get into the finals. In other news, though, Scholars Bowl, something close to my heart. They won state, or we won state, I should say. Really great season. Took home the 7th straight 3A championship. So I'd like to say thank you to all my teammates out there that helped get us that. With Tyler McKenzie, Savicola, Hannah Turnus, Rahul Madhavan, and Ethan McKenzie.
Absolutely. Just a lot of beautiful things going all around at Collegiate.
Well, with that, we will take a break for about 25 minutes, and we'll come back for the boys' game.